Welcome to Convos and Cocktails. I'm your host, Lesego Tlhabi. This is the show where we drink, we laugh, we chat shit. My guest today is Lerato Lishazi.
Hello, Daddy.
Lerato Sengadi.
Hey.
Oh, look at my pronunciation.
Sengadi Tambo.
Okay. Say the Tambo.
Yes, I was about to say that wrong quarter.
Okay, babes. Please tell us first and foremost what your cocktail is and why.
My cocktail is a classic margarita shaken. Mm-hmm. No salt.
You were very specific on the no salt. Why no salt?
I don't enjoy it with the salt.
Oh, same.
I just want to go straight to the business. I don't like bells and whistles.
You know, so and also,
yeah. My name is Dixie Nyan. So cheers. Thanks Welcome. For having me.
Thank you for coming. I'm not really a tequila person, but a margarita is cool.
Nah. Mm. Unang.
Cocktail wise, if I had to order my favorite cocktail, it'd be a Cosmo.
Okay, I thought you were going to say strawberry daiquiri.
No, that's not a cocktail. That's a milkshake.
I just mean like...
There's no alcohol. I like alcohol. I like it sweeter. This is just...
So, not with demi sec.
I don't drink wine. Okay, I drink Hunter's Dry, babes. You know.
Me too.
I just every day, that's it.
Me too.
And a Jager bomb.
That's it? Mm. Champagne?
Oh, and champagne, obviously, when I'm trying to... When I'm
this is sweet.
If I'm in a wine farmy or like if I'm, you know, dressed up and...
Women are dressed up on a champagne. You must wake up.
No, champagne is actually not as chilled as you guys think it is. Two glasses and you're already buzzing. I don't like that.
Can't see why am I drinking? I'd be drinking water if I didn't want a quick charge.
I don't want a quick charge. I
like
want
like a quick charge, somebody.
Somebody.
Sometimes. I'm thinking about somebody. Ask please.
Whoa. Speaking of somebody, that's why we're here. Okay, look at this segue. Look at God. Babes.
Stress.
Are you, first of all, are you single or are you dating?
I am single as a dollar bill, one of one, mm-hmm. No attachments. It's an email without attachments.
Sometimes you post these things on Instagram where there's like a wrist or there's like a...
That doesn't mean I'm dating.
Okay, so you...
The meet and greet, you know.
Does that mean fucking?
No. Okay. It means whatever it is, it's just a meet and greet. Like, there's no commitment, there's no stress, there's no... Some may return, some move down the leaderboard. You know.
Okay, but are you not... Okay, I can't... That lifestyle. I can't. I'm like too attached.
Why was I gotta give buffet?
No, right? It's like, not... I love buffet. I wish. Please. Mm-hmm. I just can't without getting attached to people. That's the only thing. When people... The drive-by or the like... See you when I see you lifestyle is just... Fuck. I can't prescribe to it. I wish so hard that
yeah,
I was a better
look,
bitch than I am. I'm just not.
Like, life experience has taught me that... Don't get attached until... You know, it's like Velcro.
Marriage.
Yeah. Now to rip it apart is hard. No, I just go on dates. I genuinely don't sleep around. Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't have that in me.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, love.
No.
And if
the first 2 seconds sucks,
then yeah.
There's no second date. You're going home. I'm just going to respond to all your messages with a double tap of hearts or praying hands. Like,
oh, not
you're relegated.
You're so beautiful.
You're relegated. Thank you. Good morning. Oh, have a blessed and fruitful day. Then keep it cordial. Then you're already gone into the bottomless pit of friend zone.
Friend, what is happening in SA? Like, let's talk on a broader basis. Because I ask people, like, send in some questions. Let's talk about the dating scene in South Africa. And everybody's first question was just, where are the men?
Where are they?
Why are the men?
How they married? The best ones are gay.
True.
Babangba weird.
They
like the other
so
have
weird.
Like
they're
small
so
feet,
weird.
Small hands. They're short, like ungroomed. Remember, I was telling you that they're holding on to. If you're balding, let it go.
Let it go.
Don't let it be fast.
Yeah, course, common
feet, like, whatever it takes. So those things like. Gets on into things annoying that make me feel some type of way about dating,
yeah.
Especially here. But there are gems, you know? But also, I don't have time to be kissing frogs and Tiki Polisha or building it. I'm not a Lego company. I'm not building a damn thing.
I am not a snowman.
No.
Also, we were speaking about X the other day. And so, like, yeah, you mentioned some, like, the small hands, the small feet.
Oh.
But also personality X, because I feel like South African men don't have, like, the dating... I don't know what to say.
Etiquette.
Yeah, like, they don't know how to court.
Uh-uh.
Let me say it like that. They just, it's either like, when am I coming to see you? Or when are you cooking for me? Like, just.
I'm not cooking for you. Plan something and say, this is where we're going. Like,
I
just, you know,
this.
The thing
I'd
is, the men don't
out.
Know how to men.
That's the thing.
That's what it is.
I think it's also like we have now taught ourselves how to mend. Like, do you know how many times I would make plans? Oh, very old Lesoga, because today's Lesoga will never. But I would be the one making plans. I'd be the one who's just taking charge in terms of like making shit happen for us. Because I'm like,
I don't do that. I used to, but now it's like, bro, I'm hyper independent. I can do everything for myself, right? So if you're going to be a part of my life, what's that?
It has to be better.
What are you bringing?
It has to be better.
Because if it's on par or under, bro, I am fine.
It cannot be the same. It has to be better.
You know, a guy, even things like, I don't open my own doors anymore. I can, but again, he goes to praying hands category. We are straight with praying hands. Like those small things, they're not a real thing here. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because also women here, like it's not like we grew up somewhere where chivalry was a thing.
Yeah.
And then we're here and now we're shocked. And for me, I don't want that because I know what chivalry is like. So I'm like,
I feel like it's also because like we live in a country where women are so beautiful and so abundant that the guys have kind of started sleeping on that. They take us for granted. So they don't try. There's no effort. There's no even fidelity because they have bountiful options. And then we accept the bare minimum, hold on to the bare minimum because that's all we have.
No, I can't write the bare minimum. Kishapukili wine. Oh, you know what? Kitlaneri. I can't write my passport. Plus, what's up? When I say, like, you see what I'm saying? There's no point in just wasting our time, guys. If a man doesn't level up, like for me, it's even just standard manners on a date. The way you talk to a waiter.
Exactly.
Number one. The way you eat. Just like...
The 50-50.
Like 50-50, yeah.
Sprinkle, sprinkle.
There's no 50-50. There is no 50-50.
I also have
Would you like me to pay? Would you like me to pay for the full date? I can do that.
Yeah.
Let me do that then.
Yeah.
Let's split and
oh, but also you'll never see me again.
Huh?
You'll never see me again. If I'm paying for a date, it's not even prayer hands at that point. It's just
no, that's
Facebook,
it.
Block Instagram.
Because like if we're in daughter wins in daughter mass,
what is the point?
What is the point?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So have you ever been part of, it's also harder because you're kind of in the spotlight and all these things, but dating apps.
Yes, I have.
Okay. Have the experiences been good or bad? Because,
I've actually tried it twice.
Mm-hmm. Which ones did you use?
I tried Tinder when we were in Cannes with my friend Rory.
Oh, when we're in Cannes. Okay.
Oh, man, girl, don't you even, you of all people, do not even, you should have just let that slide, okay? Miss ma'am.
What happened in Cannes?
Miss ma'am, who was talking? Aperol Spritz, ma'am, please don't make me call you out.
Okay.
And I tried, that was the first dating app I've ever downloaded. I don't know anything about dating apps. And she's like, no, when you're in a different country, you know, that's the vibes. That's how you meet people, you know. And I'm like, oh, the serial killer, women who kill, I just share these things. So, you know, I was very apprehensive. So then the first, like, as soon as I got it and we loaded pictures or whatever, it started going nuts. So I was very overwhelmed.
Yeah.
So Rory's like, okay, no, just chat to this guy. Seems really nice. So we're like chatting, whatever. Now it's the next day, walking out of our hotel. Because also it's not like there's an abundance of black women there.
Yeah.
You can literally point them out, like review.
Yeah.
When I look to the left, the guy that I was talking to on the app was actually a chauffeur for CNN, for the CNN guys.
Okay.
And then I was like, maybe this app is not for me. And it, not to be materialist, I was just
but also to be materialistic, because why? You were in Cannes. You took yourself to Cannes.
Yes.
So why, if you wouldn't date like a chauffeur here, why must I date a chauffeur in Cannes?
Because my go.
But that's also, when we got ourselves to Cannes, I want to date someone who also can take me to Cannes. Because Okay? Mm. That's the fucking point.
I can.
People are like, oh, you have these unrealistic expectations, or you're a gold digger, you're this. I'm like,
no.
But I was shy.
No.
But like, if I can get myself to these places, you are coming above. That's it.
Yeah.
Hey, Batong. I also think the dating app foreign thing is good, though. It's so nice. There's so many options. We are.
Yeah, you're the one that told me, who like,
girl,
the oyster is oystering there. You are. Legs
the world.
Well, not,
oh, not legs.
Shall open.
I meant the oyster, but I mean the legs too. Ain't nothing wrong with an open legs overseas.
You know. I just think it sucks so much that men find it problematic to to accept what women want, mm-hmm. right?
Black like, women, because they don't have that issue when it comes to white girls. They can say whatever.
There's a lot of things that we are exempt of, that the courtesies that they give. We are not allowed to
have standards.
So you, like, I'm very clear now what I want and what I don't. Yeah. Like, very, very clear. I don't want to waste my time. I don't want to waste your time. I don't want to break your hearts. You know, I'm very clear about this is the kind of life that I live. Mm-hmm. If you're not within that realm or beyond, let's leave it. Because I don't want to be with someone where I must justify my financial spending.
Yeah.
You know, because I think finances are at the root of a lot of things. Because men's egos are attached mm-hmm. to finances and being able to provide and all of that. Yeah. And then, like I said, I don't have the capacity stroking an ego because we earn different tax brackets and all those things.
And it shows up. It plays up. Like, guys can be really mean once they get to mm-hmm. the point where they are resentful of that.
Do you know what I'll never do? Slide you the card. I will never.
Oh, I've done that before.
Let's pray. So you do know what rock bottom is like.
Listen, I do. That's why I'm here now.
Yeah.
I had to build myself from rock bottom.
So you've done that?
Oh, I've done that.
How many times?
I don't know how many times, but it was
same guy.
Yes, only one person, but more than once.
What was his backstory? Was he unemployed?
No. I actually don't want to go into his backstory because I don't have an issue with any of the people I dated. And so,
no, I'm just trying to find out why you did this. No, you're not calling him out. I just want to understand why you had to slide the card.
I think it's because also for me, like you said before, I was used to going to certain places. I'm not going to not go to certain places because I'm like now dating. So
dating a specific person.
Well, just in general, when I'm going out with people, I'm going to stay going where I go. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not all of a sudden just going to be like, I don't know, going to different places. If I'm going to Cape Town every second weekend, or I'm going to wine farms. Mm. That's kind of what I want to maintain. Mm. So if I'm dating someone, it's unfortunate that with this one, I was in my early-ish 20s and I didn't really realize that, like, I didn't have to date someone. I could have just, like, continued, like, living. Mm-hmm. But I was so in love and so... I think the person just couldn't afford the, like, lifestyle that I was at, I guess. And so it was just more like, well, I want to still do these things and I want to do some of them with you. So this is the only way how...
And why did you break up with that person?
Oh, for a lot of reasons.
Okay.
But one of that was that, just realizing
I
thought
so.
I mean, okay, in my 30s, this is not going to be the thing. And the resentment. People do, like men become quite, like I said, mean
they
or
do.
Resentful they do. As hell when they that do. Thing happens. It's not even like a gratitude thing at that point. It starts off being like, okay, cool, thanks, whatever. But at some point, it just turns on you. And people are just mean. Plus, I didn't want to be that person. I think I turned a certain age and I was like, actually, like, I deserve better. I love myself more. I
100%.
I'm not going to put up with nonsense.
Because men will say, like, I don't want a girl that drinks. I don't want a girl that's this. They're very clear. And we must just
they're
accept
very
it, right?
Clear. Mm. We must even like, body specifics, they're very clear.
Everything. We must be like, Runa, the moment you say you're too short, oh my God, you must, okay, fine. That means you must go date West Africans. Those are your... I'm like, bro, I'm tall, you're short.
Exactly, and you're tall. And I struggle in South Africa, and I'm short. Imagine
and I don't even have a problem with short guys. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, for me, you're the one that's going to feel awkward. Not that, but you're short. Mm. Do you know what I'm saying?
By okay, so way, you date a guy who's shorter than you?
Depends how short, how much
shorter. Like my height.
No, ma'am. Already I don't wear heels. Babe, no. That's like Smurfy.
I'm like normal.
Babe, are you wearing heels right now?
I'm not. I'm wearing, I don't know what.
If we had to do Mahindra.
Oh, feels like an insult. This is just so that people think, no, that was a bit.
It'll just get a little awkward, I think, mm-hmm. more than anything. Like,
also the same thing with, I think, the like broke brothers or whatever it is. It's like,
not broke brothers, the broke boys.
It's short guys. Like, listen, there is a lot of rage in those little bodies. They are just very,
there is dynamite. Dynamite.
They are very, there's a lot that they need to prove or feel like they need to prove, and it comes out in like very unhealthy, unexplained.
So, when
ways.
Have you dated a short guy?
No.
But everyone's taller than you, right?
Not really. But I've dated like tall, like the guy I'm dating now is also tall, tall.
So
like
the guys tall. That are on the shorter side of the spectrum of the guys you've dated.
Yeah. I think the shorter side of the spectrum is even like your height. Maybe a bit shorter.
Where was the sex better? I get it like that in terms of height.
I'm having the best sex of my life now.
Is it because he can like?
I feel like
toss you around like a rag doll.
Exactly.
Like,
do you know what? Also, when you're like a thicker girl and you get like a guy who's like taller, they can just do more with you. You don't feel like you have to. Now, if I want to wear your shirt and then it's like a crop top, what's the point? Like,
yeah, that's another thing for me. I will not date a guy whose clothes I can't steal.
Exactly.
For me, honestly.
And that's happened before. I'm like, oh, not a short guy, but a skinny guy. And I was like,
so it's okay. I must be able to.
I want to sit on your lap something. Also without holding my breath.
Wear your heels. Your toes are just like, are you comfortable?
Yeah,
and he's like, yeah. And you're like,
you haven't breathed in like 4 hours. Nah, bro. No
it's
way.
Your belly button's touching your spine because you're making your core work so
Listen,
hard.
Listen, you are elevated. You are sitting, but you like, your bum is like, you're floating. Mm. I don't want that shit. Mm-mm. I actually want to feel like a feather. I want to feel tiny. Like the other day, I even showed my friends a picture of me and this guy. And
then. So I can comment on something.
Okay.
You can turn this way.
Definitely.
But guys, I'll tell you if it's so. On a scale of 1 to 5.
The reaction was, you look so tiny. And I was like, I know, I feel tiny in like a great way. I will show you, baby. Oh my God.
Pakisa.
He lives in Paris. But the thing is, it's the one.
There's one you favorited. Would like to say also the favorite. I know there's a picture of him that you favorited.
But also, it's coming. It's literally right here. Hold on.
Yeah, my visa friend, my Schengen stays ready.
Listen. My mom was even like, are you moving to Paris for him? I was like, that's nuts.
Are you moving to Paris?
No. Okay. Oh, yes. I'm going to do my master's. I'm not moving like that. But I'm
guys,
go
you
my
guys
master's.
Are really like, I'm okay, we'll circle back to that.
Exactly.
Next week. Like,
I'm literally leaving on Saturday.
Oh, yes. I saw. You see. Hey, I want a proper one.
No, I'm just showing you the height difference.
No, height.
I will show you the photos.
This I saw.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you are close friends.
Yes.
You've seen all the photos I have.
I haven't seen him.
Okay. Let's show you some that he sent then. No, it's not. I'm going to show you the sexual ones.
Wait, are you moving to Paris next week?
I am.
Like, yes. Moving already?
Like, literally, on the 19th of August.
So, okay, we're on like a Skype. Whoa, not Skype.
This one lives in Paris. Wait, who? Me and you?
Me and you. Not Skype, but like Zoom.
Basically. Just hold it nicely because you're...
No, they can't see. Ah, no. Yeah. Okay. It's got big feet. Like, He's very cute.
He's so cute.
So you guys moving in together?
No, fuck no. My
okay,
God.
No, I was just thinking for myself. I could look child.
No, I'm going to school. I'm not moving there for him. It is a great coincidence that when I applied for school, I met this person also on the apps. And now...
Which app?
Bumble specifically. When I was actually there last year for Afro Nation,
yes.
I was like, guys, switch
you
on
did say,
your...
Exactly. You told me.
Then there was a couple of guys I was talking to and then it fades away. You come back home, you think you're going to like make it last forever. It doesn't work. But with this person this year, he then contacted me again and was like, hey, I remember you said you were coming to Paris this year sometime. And then we started talking from then.
Babe,
and then we went to go visit and then we went on dates and then we were like, oh my God, this is it. Like,
the only app I have active now is like Raya.
That is such a useless app. That is
I get, girl, I profile
think it's
is
like
so
networking.
Cute.
I mean, why are they showing you guys in like Abu Dhabi every day and LA? Like, you can't even location specific it. It makes no sense.
But you're going to be there. You'll be my dating app.
What I said to someone the other day, because he has recently become single, and I was like, put on your location.
Where is he based?
He's based here.
And then Ojang. Why now some hooky up Len?
I don't think
not
either
a fit.
Of you will. Yeah,
okay.
I don't think either
Let's,
of you.
Yeah, okay.
Let's move on. So.
See how hard
I
it is to date.
You can put on your location because on Bumble you pay premium. You can be in Paris, even if you're in South Africa. Meet someone, chat, 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 and then make the plans to make a trip. Now you get a holiday and an amazing sex fucking filled week of like whatever. And if it doesn't work, you're also still in Paris. Do you know what I mean?
You know what it is for me?
It's just
honestly
like,
speaking, and here they can kill
you. Even if you meet them in a bar, they can kill you.
The thing is, I've also heard...
Even if your friend hooks you up, they can fucking kill you, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, there they like to dismember.
So you want to be membered.
You keep out of my member. Preferably with my... There they dismember you. They put you in the attic.
But you have to be discerning. Also, you're not flying to Paris, like, or let's say England, whatever your country of preference is, the week after you meet them.
Of course.
I mean, we were chatting for like 3 months before we met in person.
Okay.
So, you know, by that time,
did you have like his ID? Like, did you have like his passport? Did you have like,
no, yeah, he sent, I'm very, very thorough, by the way. I'm like, if you want me to find someone's, I'm not. I mean, I don't know what that means, but in some ways, but with research, let me tell you that though, I can find your new man's childhood girlfriend, his mother's.
Okay, can I lead you filing you another?
I'm so good. So I don't go on dates with someone unless they have that information. If I Google you and you're not available on Google, you don't have a LinkedIn, you don't have traces. Mm. No, no.
Definitely
fucking
attic material. You're gonna find yourself
that's
decomposing.
Just member material.
Yeah.
Well, if you can, I can. We will get right back to you after this break. So stay tuned as Convos and Cocktails continues. I have some
questions.
These are like comments, I guess, on the dating thing. So I'm gonna read them and then we're gonna like kind of discuss them. So this girl's like, I'm so envious of how probably fun it is navigating. Oh, shut. She's like, I've been in a relationship for the most part of my early 20s. Though it's been great, I'm sometimes envious of how probably fun navigating 20s as a single woman is. What you think?
I was like half single, half not.
What's
in my 20s.
Half single?
No, like half of my 20s. I was like a wild, wild person. Mm-hmm. And then from sort of like 25 until 35, I was with one person.
Mm-hmm. So was it better? Was it not? What advice would you give? I mean, I obviously don't want telling her to break up with her person, but.
Break up with that nigga.
Is it better
to have
be?
Fun. In your 20s, the 20s are for fun.
Yeah.
And I feel like people who marry their high school sweethearts or their varsity sweethearts, I don't think most of the time those relationships become tricky later.
You're tricky. And as you head towards 40.
Right? And I think it's because you grow as a person on your own.
And also what
you
wanted, like even when we said what I accepted when I was in my 20s.
Exactly.
Sliding quarters.
So
shit
you find
is not what I would accept today.
You find that people are, let's say, especially married, mm-hmm. because now community of property, it's the logistics of separating are too much. Mm-hmm. So they'd rather just have separate lives outside mm-hmm. and just live happily ever after. Yeah. But the 20s are where you should rock out with your cock out.
Yeah, fully. Oh my God, I actually would have even said that same phrase. Don't, if you can, because obviously you are now in a relationship, so I don't know what you're going to do with this advice, but if you can and you're in your 20s, listen to me, guys. I know it feels like the thing where you're supposed to be in a relationship. Maybe all your friends are doing it. People are getting engaged.
No.
People, it is not the time. It is not the time. Do it in your 30s.
You have to enjoy
it. Because also when you're trying to chase that single thing in your 40s, it's like,
babe, I'm struggling. I'm not even 40 yet. I'm late 30s and I'm struggling.
Because there's no one left.
Akhuna next.
There's no one left. But they're coming back. They are return soldiers. Let me tell
you something.
Babe,
my return soldiers. From divorce. That's the only people.
Soldier exodus thing happening right now.
Divorces and widowers.
I actually.
Those are the ones that should be calling me.
Exactly. And a great thing about a divorcee, I think, some of them, because obviously people don't always do the work, is that they are better sometimes for the second
EQ.
You've learned some things. Yeah. Maybe your wife told you and you've learned. You've sometimes, again, because I also know some people who are fully fucking the same in the worst way. Anyway, here's another one. I was in a situationship with a guy and the sex was incredible. I miss him and good sex is hard to find. Mm. He is not, I don't know what the question is. Is that a question?
He's not what?
No, that was the end of the, because you
know, maybe
the box
he's
is
not
small.
Available.
I was in a situation. I miss him. I mean, if you miss him, tell him.
Yeah, phone him. Sneaky link, whatever. And I think people are unrealistic about what happens in relationships, honestly. But we'll circle back.
Yeah, my advice is to call him. If he doesn't want, he doesn't want. I mean, obviously. But like, the thing with situationships that I find so tricky is that people don't often want situationships. They end up in situationships. The problem is, you act like you're cool, you're down, you're whatever. And this is on both sides.
And so you catch a thing.
You catch a thing. Someone catches a thing at some point. I've been in situationships where I've been on either end. Sometimes I'm literally just wanting that because I don't want relationship. And sometimes I'm like, maybe this will grow. It won't. It literally won't. Because on one side, someone doesn't want.
They never end well. Anything that's under the umbrella of a situationship, it'll never. There's someone
unless
who's going to.
Unless you both really don't want, which is very, very,
very
unlikely.
Rare. It's
very
rare. Because it's a relationship without being a relationship.
Exactly. Now that,
like, it's
the
all
benefits
the perks
are benefiting.
Yes.
But the
everything.
Yes. Disadvantages.
The emotions, it's tricky. Now you must go to therapy because.
Now I can't be mad at you when I see you walking past with somebody because what are the rules? What are the
Skunk
rules?
Papé, like
why am I telling you can't go with anyone else if we're just in a situationship?
And it's always the men that say that, hey?
Yeah.
it's always the man. Oh,
they also
say that
in marriage. They also say monogamy, but it only works on the woman's side.
I'm monogamy. If we're monogamy, let's monogam.
Yeah.
If we're not, then it should be fair. Like, I always, that's why I get, I'm not delusional about how relationships really are. Mm-hmm. Not the fairy tale version, not the textbook case, not that TV. It does happen. Like I was saying, especially the people that got married very early on in life, that, you know, things change and you do feel like you're stuck. It's not fun. You know, you may not even love this person mm-hmm. anymore, right? And you go off and maybe start a separate life mm-hmm. with Lerato and you're happy, right?
Yeah.
But you still have mewa kontlung. As if nanekili mewa kontlung. And obviously, you know when your person has, you know it. Mm-hmm. They may not even change what they do, but you will know.
Yeah.
Right? Don't bring me no fucking diseases. Don't bring me no kids.
Don't do it. Oh my God, I can't even.
No. That's saying don't do it is being, I'd rather say don't bring me all those things and then you don't do it than to think, oh no, he's not doing anything. Beke tloba shocked. That's unrealistic, guys.
I'm literally going to be unrealistic for the rest of my life. Okay. I would not ever have a situation where I'm like, these things are the things.
No, wait. But that's what I'm saying. That's for people who, they're done. It's just separating the.
But now are you still admin. Fucking if you're done? Huh? Are you still fucking if you're done?
I don't know. I've never been done. But this is all hypothetical, right?
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just asking, like, in these situations, are people done, but they're still, because...
I feel like if you're done, let's get divorced, but get, we want to tell a townhouse. We want to do the kontlung. And, you know, until you figure it out.
Fuck that. Get divorced, ma. It's like, so young. Imagine if we're like 40, you have another 40 to 50 years based on your choices now. There is no way you should stay in something.
No, on paper.
Like even 60.
Babe, imagine now if you started a company with your man at 18, you're now worth $500 million. And because Hanel Nyala at 18, you thought, oh, this is a gift forever, right? And now... Not he is entitled. He's entitled mm-hmm. to 250, let's say, million of your money.
Well, why did you get married in community?
You're young. I get no mm-hmm. one ever. What I can tell you is, no one ever gets married with the intention of I might get a divorce.
For sure, but that's kinda like,
especially at a young age.
No one
age.
Drives a car with the intention of an accident, but you're not going to not have insurance. Boom. You know you don't want to have an accident. You know you don't want to get divorced.
I think it's insurance different. When you're young, also, that's like there's this fairy tale concept of what a relationship is. That's why you still find people getting married without prenups or antenuptials or, you know, it happens. Mm. It happens. And the moment that happens, get some 250 million yao, meskat, nice and clean. Tiddly, Gimang, Bill Gates, Bezos.
Them.
Include me in there.
Please.
Yeah.
All right. This one says, great sex, straight great sex mm-hmm. is hard to find because men are delulu mm-hmm. and believe that just putting it in your vag is sufficient. Do you think great sex is hard to find?
Ditch that
straight
guy.
Straight great sex.
Ditch that guy.
I don't even think she's talking about someone specific. Like,
no, but I'm just saying, like,
in general,
if that
do
guy...
you think great sex is hard to find? Like, have you, is it, is it wild out there?
It is wild out there, but I feel like if the person doesn't listen, mm-hmm. then rezang.
Yeah.
Because it's not like just about your pleasure, because yeah. it's easier for men to reach, you know, the point of pleasure. Mm-hmm. Whereas with women, you really, as a man, you sort of have to navigate certain things. But yeah. as a woman, I can't expect you to know what you don't know, mm-hmm. right? Because I'm 20 also as a woman. So I will tell you, and I'll tell you again. After more, like, I'm not a fucking... press and play doll that just repeats shit all the time.
Yeah.
You know? After more, I'm going to start dating your brother.
Guys, also make it, what can I say, your job to tell people how to mm-hmm. fuck you. Because in general, yes, there is a manual that like, okay, this. But my nipples don't work like her nipples do. My clits
however,
don't do
however, but did you hear what she said?
What?
She's saying straight sex, right?
Yeah.
Which makes me believe that they've had... girl on girl action or
I think it's just because I also specify that I'm talking to like it's like a gal guy conversation.
No, but that's why I'm saying she obviously knows what it sounds like. Mm-hmm. She knows what pleasure from a woman mm-hmm. is like. And she learned that. But when she's not with a lady.
Because niggas don't listen.
I get.
But also, girls need to take.
They don't speak.
They don't speak. There's something that's like, people feel like they're emasculating someone. If they're like, hey, loved this, didn't really like this. Can I fix this? Can I do this? It's just.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
At what date number mang, if hypothetical, this is just, I don't know. It's kind of like, I'm a return soldier. So I'm still navigating these landmines. At what point would you try put your finger up a guy's bum?
Wow.
I'm just, I'm just asking. I don't know. I've never done it. I'm trying to get the playbook.
I would never do anything with anyone that I haven't priorly. Yes. It's the margarita.
Prior to
spoken about. I'm not going to surprise
you. No,
people.
But when are you going to have that?
Especially with something like that.
When are you going to have, like, after how many dates or how many?
Many fucks, I guess, that I would say that I'd be willing to bring things up. But I'm kind of a very sexual person. I don't find talking about sex or like bringing things up awkward.
Mm.
So the minute we want to explore, start having sex, I would probably be like, hey, what
before
are
you
your
have
kinks?
Sex while you're exploring?
Because you start speaking about it before you do it.
Why? Okay. So do you like being choked? Do you tell them that I want to be like,
actually,
almost at pass out mode?
I was asked, what are the things you like? What are the things that are no-nos? Mm. What are the things that are haven't done but want to explore? Mm. And I said, oh, sorry. So I am that person. I also want to know, what are your no-nos? What are your kinks? What are things that you've wanted to try but you haven't tried?
I've never tried anal, and I don't know if I'm...
But that would be a conversation, because now if your man's is like, anal is my thing, you also need to be like, okay, do I like him enough that it's something I'm willing to explore? Or is it just that's why these conversations have to happen early. I don't want to like find out you like weird shit that I don't like 6 months
Please
in
don't when poop I'm
like
on
in
me.
Don't shit on me.
Don't
pee on me.
Yeah, like, don't.
I don't
want
to find that out when I'm in love. I want to find that out before we even get
just
there.
That. Keep your body fluid for the most part inside. Okay, that was just interesting.
But I think bring it up as early as the time that you start being sexual with each other. Like, I don't think it's awkward. I think even feedback doesn't need to be, oh, this sucks, or you don't do this right. It's like, yo, I love it when you do this. Or I actually sometimes send videos like, oh my God, this is so sexy to me. Because then you can see what I like.
You can gauge also,
If we're watching something like, oh, that's hectic. Mm. Then that's also feedback without maybe being direct if people are more shy. Anyway, someone else says, I always thought dating would be easier or fun as a bisexual woman. Boy, was I wrong. I can't comment. But I have heard that it's tough on both sides. I've heard that we all suck.
Babe, it's a minefield. But I think it's worse on our side.
I don't know. Hey, straight men, yes. But can you imagine?
But my friends say that lesbians are hectic.
But they fall in love. Like, people, I've always been told, like, it's like 1 to 3 weeks you're moving in.
Yes, that's why.
So it's very intense.
And it's my lesbian friends telling me this. So.
Yeah.
I
don't know if it would be easier or more fun as a bisexual woman, my babes, but we're all struggling, so...
It might be fun. Maybe that's where I need to...
I mean, are you attracted to women? Because it can only be fun if you're actually willing to... I'm sorry,
there
I'm
are
opening
some,
my phone because there's some questions here. Not
there are some fine, fine women.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I love fine women, but I'm not sexually attracted to women.
I don't know.
So that's the difference.
I'll know
you and be like, girl, fine as hell, but like, am I trying to... No, I'm not trying to hook up. Anyway, so there's a few on dating apps, but this girl left a video. So first she said, dating app horror. Abuti lied about his name, what he does. He even blocked me on Instagram so I wouldn't find out. And he said he doesn't have Instagram. My cousin found him by chance. And when I confronted him, he said he'd been meaning to chat about it. What is your biggest... So you said like a chauffeur, sure. But like, do you have a dating app horror where like maybe someone's lied about their identity or like... I don't know. I think it's mainly the main horror, or been scammed or something.
I've
like
never,
that.
Because I haven't been that active on it. But in real life.
Okay, what's your worst dating experience in real life?
There's been a few, especially now as a return soldier. I'm always like, Kanti, this is
your new brand. You must just put in your bio, return soldier.
Yeah, return soldier, rich anti return soldier. That's who I am. The one I was being hooked up, because especially my guy friends, and they always like, I would rather hook you up because I somehow have vetted this person. The first horror story was a friend of mine was hooking me up with a guy And he was okay. Second day of texting, he's like, yeah, I just wanted to let you know that I've been watching you on TV for like forever. And I was a big fan of your husband and I still am. And, you know, if it's so hard for me to accept, I can't imagine what you're going through, but just know we're in this together and I'll hold you. Sir.
What part of the game was that? And then what? You're going to have a morning, like a morning I am, party? Like,
I don't know. Okay. Collective trauma. I don't know. Couples. I never saw that guy. Never. Nothing. Block, block, block. Another one I went with on a date with a guy that I've always known, but never really looked at that way. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of mutual friends.
Those are the worst ones. Can I just tell you something? Don't ever give a guy a chance that's been pining for years. It's the worst. Anyway.
I'm learning as like, pay as you go. To go is to see. And this guy, we went to an event on a date. He's a gentleman. Mara kyaqala ubona munneling social butterfly so. Asikadi ekhis. What? I said, why are you working the room?
Exactly. Oh my
why
God.
Why are you working the room? This is not your event. You're not working. They're just chilling. And you know these guys. They're not foreign to you. You know these guys. Why are you working the room, sir? Why? Why are you a social butterfly?
Description. Oh my God. I forgot about social butterflies.
I could vom. Hate. I hate that, hate. Babe. I
don't be so familiar.
What's up?
What the fuck are you not mysterious for, my sir?
What's like, I never saw him again. Give me to praying hands.
Can I tell you mine? I met this guy, dated for a couple of, I want to say weeks. We went on like one or two dates physically, but like talking for like, I think a week or two after. Anyway, eventually he connects with me on Instagram. He added me on Instagram. I'm chilling. I'm like, oh my God, you know, we're just chatting, whatever. And then he's like, oh, I have to go to this wedding today. I'm like, oh, have fun.
Don't tell me it was his mom fucking wedding. Do not.
What the fuck do you think the story is about, Lerato? Of course it was his wedding. I didn't even know he was like, I did not for the life of me even imagine he had somebody else. He had so much time. Like we had so much time. I said, when did you have like... Anyway, he got married and then I just saw because like people were reposting like, oh, yesterday was so fun. Thank you to the amazing groom. And I was like, because in the beginning I was like, you look so nice. Like, where are you going? Yeah, wedding. I was like, oh, your outfit is banging. Like, shit, the couple better sit down.
I'm glad he didn't tell you, like, we're not married. We're like,
no, he was just like,
married adjacent.
Literally, we didn't talk for like a week afterwards. I just was like, okay, I'm done there. Moved on. He was like, hey, how are you? Like a week later, he's like, I miss you. I was like, he got married. He was like, why is this a huge deal?
Yeah, like, what's your problem?
Like, what do you mean? Yeah. Like, of course I got married.
It gets worse as you grow older. I can tell you that.
Of course he got married. My God. He's like, he didn't ask. So I thought it wasn't like a real, I didn't think it was a big deal.
So it's like, they don't decay.
Yeah. You can't also just say like, are you married or are you in a relationship? You have to be like, does anyone think they're in a relationship with you?
Yeah.
Is there anyone in the world who for some or other reason thinks they're your girlfriend or your wife?
But you see, yeah, you see how it
so
is.
Specific sometimes.
So we might as well make like a form that is readily available to all women that go on dates. Sorry. My brother, thank you so much. Please, can you fill this out for me?
Exactly.
And I'll do the same. Just so we are, because like there's...
No, but he was also like West African, and for them he was like a small house and a big house is what they call like where the wife is and like the mistress. It's like not a thing. Like I just didn't think I needed. I thought you knew.
No,
I was like, but you're 29.
No,
I thought it could happen when they're 40. Like you're 29, you're engaged now. I saw your wedding, so you're not even at the like finish the honeymoon phase. Why is this your life? How are you starting your marriage?
You are the honeymoon.
Yeah. That was my worst dating experience. But my best dating app experience is the current one.
Babe, nakirata urukisa plus. Always the flower girl, never the flower.
Come to the wedding in France next year.
Oh, babe, not a problem.
Anyway, I've got another... This girl left a video, which I love. But hers is a positive dating app experience. She's actually the same person who left the negative one.
Mm.
But she's like, here's a better story.
Hi. My dating app success story is after all of the rubbish men I'd went through, I eventually found an amazing guy. We've been together for 2 months now. I know it's still new, but he is like our souls have met in a past life. And there was no way I was going to find him on the streets because we are such homebodies. So there is, you know, good endings to online dating. I found him on Hinge, which is the private school of the dating apps. And I've been through Bumble and Tinder and that other one, Badoo or whatever. Hinge, I feel it has a proper group of gents, but also by God's grace, that's where my man's
was. Hinge, but all about unhinged.
Thanks.
Not my husband. No, she said my husband.
Okay, I think I'm going to... Okay, we'll circle back to the dating app. Go, Jay, so I have to work through my...
So you don't have any... What's your best dating experience? Because again, you said your app experience is limited. So just in general, what has been your like best dating experience or best date that you've been on?
The best date I've been on like ever was when Mutu took me to Amsterdam for my birthday so we can smoke a lot of weed. And then he popped the question and then we smoked a lot of weed and drank and it was great. That's the best date ever.
That's a great date. I don't smoke personally, but like if I did, that would be...
Oh, and when you took me to Jamaica.
Okay, so you also just can't be talking about traveling. Yeah,
no, I could get to another best date.
Sure.
But also I'm a big road trip girl. Mm. Just like say 2 hours out, get into the car, get some snacks, playlist. I'm a great wingman. I'm a great passenger. I'll make sure everything that you need is
in the car.
You know,
you're handing drinks. I don't know, I'll hold it.
But also, it's non-alcoholic drinks that I'm handing over because
we're not crazy.
I understand. I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that away from the noise because my life has got so much noise.
Yeah,
because of work and whatnot, it's so noisy that the best parts are when I unplug and go and make learn how to make like cheese or milk tarts or something.
That's very cute. I think. Yeah, my dating app experience currently is the
Ranyadi
best one.
Ranyadi Zardamu, please.
Like I said, next show year, offs. France, 2020, whatever. Okay, now this girl's telling me to send her a man, and I don't, sorry, have that.
How much do you send a man movie right in front of you? Oh, send a
we're
man.
We're still, you know, in the entertainment, in the industry, whatever. No. Okay, so this one is saying... dating apps have not worked for me. Oh, shum. I've only used them in foreign countries where I live. They have been a nightmare. Scary, dodgy people.
You know what my friend says? I rather the dating app set on local because I was like, I'm going to find a food. The strip mall in the neighborhood. Which is like, no.
Exactly.
No.
This person's like, great sex is very hard to find. Grown men in their 30s still treat the clit like a DJing kit. Please help.
YouTube. You can learn everything on YouTube.
Just also, communicate, bro. If he's, just slow it down, tell him. Sometimes talking them through it, like there's this, when someone talks you through it. Anyway, not me and the flashbacks. Talk them through it. While
and her is us.
You don't have to always wait for feedback sessions afterwards. It's not like a checklist of things.
I agree
like,
with
this
that.
Is what you did right. This is what you did wrong. People can also hear from your feet. Don't fake. The minute you start, when things are not
because
working.
Because that's what you're going to be stuck with.
That's why you're going to keep doing it. Because you were loud and you were excited. So feedback doesn't also have to be a list of things or adjectives or whatever. It can also be how your body is.
Yes, move your hand.
Put your hand on his hand and show him the rhythm. Mutual masturbation is also great. Not me being a sex expert, but mutual masturbation is also great so he can see the rhythm you like.
Mm.
Like, watch me, do me, and then you do me like I do me. And if he's like any little bit like open or like, you know, can read and just be, just be in it, then he'll get it. If he doesn't, then, no, then he can be more verbal.
I love being married.
Wow. Nah. I've never been married.
I was always
really curious.
Happy from the beginning for 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Let's get you married.
No, Khuli, like,
get you married.
Everything was just, I had a bomb sex life.
That's what you have to do before because you also can't see it in
that's
marriage.
Like I keep Bob the Builder. Yes, we can. And then like, no, I need to know early on what we're working with.
Okay, this last one, last question. Not for last the we are.
Oh, for the dating app side.
For the episode, Lerato, we've been speaking for like almost an hour.
No, we took. Okay, I've got questions for you.
Okay. Okay. Well, then last question for you, or conversation thing is, why do single and married women seem to be on opposite ends when we should all be against men?
Because unfortunately, I sleep next to one every day. The married woman would say that. And the other one wants someone to sleep with them every day.
And we always put into competition. I shouldn't be competing in my marriage for my husband. If I'm made to compete, the enemy is the man. For sure. Yeah. But for some reason, but I guys always want the enemy to be the
Begezela, Mbogota, Amandela.
But don't guys, be fighting girls for your man's exactly. marriage. Like, can't. What are your questions, Gek? Because on my side, all protocol observed.
Inkosi. So, I've got 10 questions.
Not 10 quick fire. Questions.
I don't have them prepared, but they'll come.
This is
as
like you... not your podcast. Okay. Okay. This is happening.
Well.
Wow.
Okay. First question. Where in Johannesburg?
This is going to be answered by both of us then.
No. I'm taking notes. Okay. I'm the return soldier.
Okay. The student.
I'm asking. You've been working these streets, man. Okay. Not like that. Not like Oxford.
Like that.
In Joburg, like that. Where can you take... or go with someone, let's say on a first day, mm-hmm. for brunch, an ideal brunch spot.
So I want to shout out popular restaurants, but I don't think you should go to like my favorite restaurants just because I don't think you should go where you're going to spend the whole day. Hey, hi. Oh,
which is this? Pantry. Okay.
I love Pantry. The food is incredible, but like
the vibe, everything, but
I'm trying to get to know somebody and every 2 minutes I have to greet someone or like, you know, so I would go a little bit out of town, like as in out of Joburg. My favorite dates are like a 45 minute drive away.
Yeah.
I don't even know if there's a specific restaurant, but just get in your car and drive 45 minutes outside, an hour outside Joburg, but go to Hartie's, go to like Makhali's. Mm. That would be a really cute spot because you're more limited chances of meeting people, you know. And those are the best dates. But I also like dates that are like active. I want to bowl and then go for brunch. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to all like go quad biking and then go for brunch. So I think the spots that are like in the Cradles areas,
yeah,
go there. Or go to Cape Town because they also, you know.
Everywhere.
Sometimes getting to know someone on a trip would be cool. I know people who like went away before they started dating or like went away as the way to get to know each other.
Yes.
I feel like that's really cool.
Yeah.
Personally, I wouldn't. But I think that's really cool for people who like aren't socially anxious like I am. That's just too intense for me.
Maranak Boga, the serial killer, it's problematic. Anyway, over to my next question. Your thoughts on circumcised versus uncircumcised?
I think if... Jesus Christ, let it go. I'm not expecting it. If people are adults and they know how to like... I just don't think there's like much of... I don't have the stigma, I think, that people have.
What stigma is that?
That uncircumcised, that's the one that's not cut. Yeah, uncircumcised is like terrible or like unhygienic or blah, blah, blah. I don't have that.
Have you encountered both?
Yes.
And please tell me, like, in terms of... Cause
if anything, there's a little bit of a grip with the turtleneck sometimes. But I just feel like I don't necessarily have a preference that isn't steeped in a little bit of, like, bias. Mm. So I do prefer circumcised because of the bias. But I've also been with both. And, like, when adults are adults and they know how to, like, just take care of them, it's not really that...
Take care of them, like hygiene.
Yeah, like hygiene and just, like... taking care of them, like that Vaslap meme that I posted the other day. If you see that, it's going to be bad no matter what.
Of course.
I don't think I have like too much of like a preference that way. I think there's sometimes a bias that comes into your mind when it's like when you see it for the first time. But I've learned to like, hey, girl, it's not actually what you think it is. There shouldn't be a bias towards this.
What's your big no-no on male grooming? So for me, Fafa. Or when a fafa.
No.
Where they like
not edges.
No, where they put like airbrush to make your to give you
like a dye thing and then it's geometric.
And
I
then
hate
and
that.
Then Uba. Yeah. I so that's that. One of my my like or guys that go and get groomed, but they prefer to leave like a little bit of nail. Like just a little. Yes, they're groomed. They're buffed there. I've seen that. But basically like
I've never seen that.
French. I've seen it. Are your grooming no-nos?
I don't know. I don't like a lot of hair either. Like I'm lasered to the guards. Do you know what I mean? Like slick on, slick off. Yes, girl. Look under the table.
Baldy locks.
Okay. So I also prefer if you're going to like groom a bit. I don't need it to be like this, like mine. But I don't need it to be like...
Weed whacker.
I like grooming. I love a man who smells good. So if you don't smell good, like as we hug,
Masig.
And then I do love a guy who does his nails and toes. Like, don't be scratching me and like I'm bleeding in the middle of the night because you have your fucking toenails. Like, and I love good breath and teeth, like, and mouth. Like, don't have dry lips. Just have a relationship with like lip eyes. Just have it.
There's a plenty.
Because otherwise, when you're here, it's going to be. Anyway.
Have you kissed a girl before?
I have.
And you liked it?
No. Not really. Ugh, not really. You know, I'm just really into like the strictly masculine. So yeah, I have for like experiment or for like the fact that like my friend wanted to or like whatever. But can I say I enjoyed it? Like, not really. I really like, I don't want boobs on boobs. I don't want like, I love the hardness of a guy. I want to feel what my work is doing rise in the pants. You know what I mean? Like so yeah, I mean I don't think I would again. It's like, okay, done that, whatever. But
what's your go-to?
Have you though?
What, kissed girl?
Yeah, definitely. Okay, and you liked it?
I've kissed a lot of girls.
Okay.
I'll take you, girl. But okay. I'm just like, it's whatever. I still like guys. Sure. I still prefer guys, but I've kissed girls and enjoyed it. Sure. But I'm still like strictly.
Dickly. Unfortunately. Well, this is where we do have to end.
No, I just have two more questions.
You have to make them quick.
Why? No, you.
Also, okay. This episode can't be 6 hours long as much as I wanted to.
It's going to get chopped. What's your go-to sexy song? Like to play for a guy or like just like your go-to song? Like,
I actually don't have that.
You don't? No. Like a song that you'll sing to a guy. I'll not play.
Sing. Hell fucking
not sing, like send to a guy. You don't have like Aurumeli the playlist.
Mm-mm. My playlists are like, oh, I like this because Burna Boy, like whatever, then send the whole like Afrobeats. It's not like, I don't listen to like specifically sexy music. And also when I'm like fucking, I want to like hear you. I don't really have like, music needs to be on. If it's on, it's already on. But I'm not going to be like, hold on.
Janet.
Lights that. Like, I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, I don't over-prepare for sex. I like it to be a bit more organic. Well, you know where you heard it
first.
It was just be a bit organic. I want to hear the moans. That's why I also can't sleep with someone who's like, are you enjoying this? Are you fucking mad? Like, say something. Tell me what's good.
What's up?
Tell me what's going on. Tell me how my pussy is. Like, I want.
I beat the. Anyway. That's my song. I beat the pussy up.
You're such a fucking thug. You said sexy songs.
And that I is sexy.
Well, it is, but it's thuggy as hell, too.
Sure. Thank you. Yeah. And on that note,
we are done. Great. It has been so wonderful. Thank you for making the time.
Pleasure, my darling. This was very short.
It was over an hour, and you'll see. You will see when it drops. But anyway, it was a great episode. Guys, if you have any comments, questions,
And two saying, if you have an uncle, a dad.
Don't say uncle and dad because not all my followers are 10. Like, please.
Are they?
No, they're fucking our age. Why would you want to date someone's uncle who's like 34? Okay,
if you are a returned soldier, divorcee, widower.
Or your young, super, super young uncle then.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, would you date older men? Is it like, would you date a 60-year-old?
Okay, 60 is a bit much.
Let's not say dad. What's the oldest you date?
There's people who like.
What's the oldest you date?
50.
Okay, and the youngest?
16.
16? Get that!
Like, oh my 30, God, I guess.
I'm the same, but not 50. That's too much. I would say.
It depends.
But I'm also younger than you. Yeah. I would say like 30 to 42. 45 if you're like great, but like. Anyway. So you heard the specifications, guys. 30 to 50, young. Preferably return soldiers.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. Uh-huh. But yeah.
And professionals, black, captains white, of industry, preferably chocolate, but I mean, Rainbow Nation is just
cool,
you know.
Height, she's tall, so I don't know if you like, want to look at like,
I don't
tall.
Wear heels though. Just be have like be well ready, I'll travel
and
like,
be a hip hop thug and play beat the pussy up in the bedroom. Lato, thank you so much. Your glass is empty, but I always do.
Bluetooth, okay, pull me a little bit because you can't cheers with an empty glass. Thank you. Sure. See you soon. And next time we'll be discussing.
See you guys on the next episode of Conference and Cocktail. Season 3 Convos and Cocktails, produced by Lesego Tlhabi and WMG, and recorded at Vodcast TV Studios. Remember, this podcast is streamable on Spotify and other major streaming platforms.